any given Wednesday, you'll find us there, like,
taking full advantage of the facilities and the view afforded by this fine feat of very civil engineering.
Yeah. Working on the basis that we're on the high level bridge and I'm with you, am I right in assuming it's a Wednesday?
Yeah, right.
So, who are we going to raise a pipe to this evening?
Tonight, maybe we could raise a pipe to Mr. Joe Strummer, who I once met on the Tyne Bridge. I just see the spot from where we're standing here.
Hold on. You met Joe Strummer on the Tyne Bridge. I think I'm going to need more information.
More information forthcoming. It was early in 1985, just before they played the gig at the station in Gateshead.
So was he smoking Joe or no smoking Joe at this point, Mike?
Well, from the evidence we all saw that night, he was definitely keen.
Change my mind.
And it was only a year or so earlier he'd come out in the NRV saying that if you smoke pot, you should wear a kaftan and have a bell hanging around your neck and you'd probably turn into a bush.
Funny, because the night I met him, he was smoking a spliff the size of a snooker cube.
Yeah, I've forgotten you met him as well, haven't you? Was pot black all night by the sounds of it.
True. But like the night you took him out, he thought he'd been framed when he took him straight to Swinburne Street, Nick.
Former police station it might have been, but Mr. Carl Sherwin's original pirate recording shows there's no devil in attendance that evening.
For God so loved the world that he gave unto a night herb, so a night can smoke and be free, you know?
You came up with the last version of the crap Clash, and I've got to admit, it felt like the end. How did it feel to you?
It was the end.
This was the Clash Part 2, mate. Not the classic lineup. Simonon was there, but was always a bit of a rabbit off of him.
No top at all. I mean, can you believe somebody with a surname like Heaton didn't come to the Heat?
Bit of a miss.
And I didn't mind the weed either.
And according to Mr. Heaton, Mick Jones would only have got on a bus here under certain special conditions.
Are you referring to a certain weakness of Mr. Jones's?
Indeed.
Without which the Gay Hunter might never have been born.
The Gay Hunter exists to bring you this sample.
Mick Jones, summing up the pot smoker's lot better than anybody has before or since.
And Mick wouldn't travel on the bus unless he had a spliff. Everybody's got their weaknesses, you know.
Nice work
nice
if you can
nice
get it.
May I introduce to you now the four young men who call themselves the Clash, Mr. Joe Strummer, Mr. Topper Heaton, Mr. Paul Simonon, and Mr. Mick Jones. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Punk rock warlord, with warlord being one word.
This is radio.
I'm sending out a smoke signal. Not you, drop out.
And joining me, Mr. Johnny Green.
Hello, Ben. It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, and that's a ride. I don't know.
Yeah, a ride of our own. Yeah, which is just a memoir, ain't a history book, you know. Sit around, get stoned stuff. It was drive on.
I invented the spliff bunker, which was like a place where you could like smoke weed and hang out and talk out in the main body of the studio, as far removed geographically as possible from the control room, so that in the control room, sanity could reign and people could EQ things and get things recorded.
Boring, they're like smoking spliff all the time. And I said, well, I'm not going to any meetings unless you get a rabbit outfit.
Sorry, am I being too crazy?
Fucking hell, Mikey.
I sadly miss my older brother, my big brother, Joe.
Deer Hunter will endeavour to bring you the finest of everything, including the cheese.
CGH, Gateshead, County Durham.
The only band that matters, maybe you don't agree with the Don. Tell us, TGH at thegearhunter.co.uk. Tell us your own tall, talking tales. Find us on Twitter. Gearhunter.co.uk.
On behalf of all the garage bands that never may have dreamed of this type of moment, thank you all.
Everybody's got their weaknesses, you know.